From JMI Wealth, Thursday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
So it was the LVRs I mentioned a moment ago, but of course there was more to it than that. That was all part of this financial stability report, wasn't it?
Yeah, now I do have to admit, Mike, this is not on the list of the most salacious and intriguing reads for Christmas, is it? But still important, nevertheless, the Financial Stability Report, it's issued every 6 months. Now, if you want to know what it is, it's where the Reserve Bank assesses and reports on the soundness and efficiency of the New Zealand financial system. So they look at the risks, they look at the participants, they look at banks and insurance companies, and look at the tools they have to manage those risks, those macroprudential tools, things like to the loan-to-valuation ratios that you're talking about. So how much can the banks basically lend to people with low deposits? Well, what are they telling us? The system is sound, that's good. More work needs to be done to improve long-term resilience, and that's what's going to be announced next week. That's the bank capital requirements and ratios. That's December the 5th. They gave us no clues about that. They look at the type of instruments that are going to qualify as capital next week, and of course the ratios. Look, they reckon the cyber risks are growing. Trade tensions, general uncertainty, they're dragging back global growth, and the dairy sector remains sort of vulnerable. They've said that before, though, so no change. What does it mean? Well, for the average person out there, well, they said that low interest rates could lead to excessive debt and overheated asset prices. In real words, people borrow too much and house prices get stoked up, and that could make the banks less secure. So, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, Mike, they're going to leave the current loan to valuation restrictions in place, and that's to guard against the housing market imbalances re-emerging. So you need 20% for deposit for a house. Banks can lend a certain amount to people with lower deposits. That's called the speed limit. That's staying in place. Mike, the thing is, I mean, you have an opinion on this, and opinions are divided over whether the LVRs actually work. I mean, if you look at the numbers, Mike, LVR lending to first home buyers actually rising.
Right up there, exactly.
So you could argue that in that sense it is working. Lending to investors is significantly lower than it was, so it's taking the investors out of the market. But, you know, you look at, I think Ashley Church wrote a piece on One Roof, a very different view, says it hasn't worked. So if you want to see the, you know, opposing view, have a look at that. The thing is the Financial Stability Report and the Monetary Policy Statement, they're singing from the same song sheet now. Basically, they're going to hold, they're going to see what happens. We are seeing Auckland house prices starting to sort of lift again. So at this stage, they've decided they're going to wait and see. But, you know, make your own call, I suppose, on whether or not you think the LVRs work.
Exactly. What about Man City, eh?
Oh, gosh. Well, that's interesting, eh? Because, you know, if you naturally go and say, what's the most expensive sports team in the world? You're going to go to the US, aren't you? You're going to think about
Dallas.
You know, yeah, Dallas Cowboys or New York Yankees. But according to the numbers we're seeing, no, it's not. So Manchester City, it's been the current owners, which is owned by an Abu Dhabi controlled group, royal family called CFG, the City Football Group. They have sold a portion of this to the Silver Lake. And I grew up in Manchester, Mike. You know, Manchester City was a dirty word where I grew up. I grew up in Stretford under the shadow of Old Trafford. Now Manchester City technically could be the most expensive team in the world. They've sold a stake in the club for $500 million to Silver Lake, US private equity firm, puts a total valuation of Man City on $4.8 billion. And what does Silver Lake want, Mike? They want the TV rights. It's all about the TV rights. I mean, but if we look at previous valuations, Brooklyn Nets, a guy from Alibaba bought a stake, controlling stake there, $2.35 billion, valued that. Man United, $2.8 billion. They're listed on the New York Stock Exchange. I don't know about this, the most expensive. I've seen valuations for New York Yankees and Dallas Cowboys up in the same space, but
yes.
I'll tell you what, it's a global game, the beautiful game, and it's worth a lot of money.
That is true, and Bezos is looking at the Seattle Seahawks, allegedly. Anyway, what are the numbers for the day?
Dow Jones, pretty much unchanged, 28,123. The S&P 500 up small, 3148, and the NASDAQ up 48, 8696. The FTSE 100, 7425, up 22. The Nikkei, 23437, up 64. The Shanghai Composite down small, 2903. The ASX 200, 6850, up 63.93%. And we are flirting with all-time highs on the NZX 50, back at 11,120, up 76.69%. On the currencies, on the wholesale markets, one New Zealand dollar, 0.6425 US, 0.9478 Aussie, 0.5839 euro, £0.4987, 70.28 yen. Gold, $1,453.98. Brent crude, $63.68.
You have a great one, mate. See you Friday. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher, he and the team and the expertise at jmiwealth.co.nz.